and it's not an obvious response. It's not even a response I share with everyone who's fought in war. Many brave men I've served alongside will remain forever traumatised by the horrors they've witnessed and taken part in. I truly feel for them. Being part of a hard arrest team meant working regularly in conditions of life-threatening stress and being surrounded almost every day by blood and killing. But my struggle wasn't with the trauma all that created. Mine was with its satisfaction. I'd enjoyed it, perhaps at times too much. I thrived on combat. I still miss it every day. In Afghanistan, getting shot was a regular occurrence. You came to expect it. I viewed survival as a numbers game. As point man, every time I entered a Taliban compound or a room within a compound and knew that there was badness on the other side, I played the odds in my head. It was a bit like roulette, a calculated risk. I'd think, what are the chances of me going through that door and there's a combatant there who knows I'm coming? If they do know I'm coming, what are the chances of them being able to fire more than one bullet before I shoot at them? What are the chances that one bullet's going to hit me in the head and kill me? When I thought of it like that, I usually come to realise the chances were pretty slim. So I'd think, fuck it, the odds are with me. And that would get me through the door. Sometimes at this point of entry, there'd be bullets flying in my direction. But experience told me these bursts were usually over in seconds, and that the moment there was a pause in firing, I could make my move. Entering crouched low, because idiots with AKs usually can't control the natural lift of their weapons, and they spray rounds at the ceiling when they fire. I'd think, if he pulls the trigger again, he'll only have the chance to squeeze it once or twice max before I get the drop on him. If one or two rounds did come out of his weapon and strike me in the chest plate, it would only be in my chest plate. If they hit me in the leg, they'd only immobilise me for a split second. If I fell down, I knew my pal would be right behind me, on my shoulder, and would finish the job in a blink. That was how I saw it. A numbers game. Always the odds. Always a little calculation in my head. Which is not to say I found it easy. Far from it. Going into an operation, the fear would be horrendous. But as soon as it all began, the moment I breached the compound or made contact with the enemy, I'd enter a completely different psychological space. The only thing I can compare it to is the final seconds before a car crash, when you can see how it's all going to play out in slow motion. Your brain goes into a hyper-efficient state, absorbing so much information from your surroundings that it really does feel like as if the clock has suddenly slowed down, as if you've got the ability to control time itself. This enabled me to act with a level of precision in which it seemed I could count in milliseconds. It was a state of pure focus, pure action, pure instinct, every cell in my body working in perfect harmony with each other towards the same end at the level of peak performance. I didn't feel any emotion. There was only awareness, control, and action. It was the closest thing I could imagine to feeling all-powerful, like God. And that's what I was in a way. When I was point man in the middle of a dangerous operation, God-like was how my mind and body felt. And God-like was how I had to act in judging, in a fraction of an instant, who lived and who died. The first man I ever killed came out at me from the hot, dusty shadows of an Afghan compound. It was night. He was wearing a traditional white ankle-length robe called a dishdash. There was a thick strap over his right shoulder. In his hand, an AK-47. He stopped, then squinted into the darkness. He couldn't see me. He stared some more. His neck craned forwards. He saw the two green eyes of my night vision goggles staring back at him from the blackness. And then it came. An event I'd soon know well. Whilst a lot goes on within it, the moment of death always has an order. A sure sequence of events. It happens like this. Shock. Doubt. Disbelief. Confusion. Your target feels an urge to double-check a situation that they can't quite believe is happening. Their thoughts race. Their lips open just a few millimetres,